here with Maddie Stover. How'd you feel about the meet on Friday?
The quad meet was a lot of fun. It's always good to have an experience for especially our underclassmen to experience all multiple teams going at once, just besides a duel. It mimics more like postseason. So it was kind of cool to experience the corrals and kind of the chaos, I guess, that was going on around us. And I think we handled it really well, even with the variability of lineups as they switched up on us last week. Some younger girls got some opportunity to kind of prove themselves out there, and I think they really did a great job. Came out with one of our best score yet. So.
What kind of advice did you give as an upperclassman on the team to the younger gymnasts on how to handle the chaos, as you said?
Yeah, we did a little mock practice with corrals last Tuesday to kind of mimic what it would feel like to have everybody a little more separated from the apparatus. But what we told our younger girls was to really, it's kind of like a club meet to them, what they're used to before. It's kind of, we call it a shotgun start. So when we start, we just keep going. There's no waiting around for TV or the other team to finish their routine before they start. So just kind of getting the ball rolling and keep everybody, the momentum moving. And keep everybody's head kind of in the game, but in our little Utah bubble is what we like to call it. So everyone handled it really well.
Is it hard to kind of stay in the bubble, especially with a team like Denver in the meet who posted also a season high for them?
Right. Absolutely. I mean, I think we tend to really not struggle with it necessarily because we're all so in tune with what's going on with our teammates, with our coaches, and kind of we call it our little family, that we have little things that we're always looking for in each other and how we can help one another out, so we aren't too distracted externally. Especially, I think we get used to it because the Huntsman, I mean, no one else gets 15,000 fans to a gymnastics meet, so we have to learn to kind of tune out, as much as we love our fans, but we have to kind of learn to tune out, you know, the exterior distractions and the loud noises and stuff that are going on and focus really in on our group. And I think being in the Huntsman constantly has made us, made being in that bubble a little easier for us, not as difficult to get used to.
So what was it like being on beam? You had a fall first out, and then that really put pressure on the rest of the lineup that you had to hit.
You know, I really don't think anybody had, we were talking about it yesterday, our beam lineup is a confident group, and we have a calm, cool demeanor about ourselves that we could handle, that we knew that fall was uncharacteristic and that nobody else was necessarily scared of anybody else falling. It was getting up and seeing how well we could hit next. And I think that's special about this beam team this year is that nobody gets up fearful of, or even sitting on the sidelines fearful of what the person's going to do up on the beam. It's how well we can expect that score to be at the end. So I think just all the training that we've consistently put in and the mental preparation for balance beam has really paid off, especially what we did during preseason. We kicked it into gear a little sooner than we usually do, and I think that's really well prepared this young team this year.
Okay, so the last question, you start a Pac-12 competition with the meet in Seattle. How do you kind of feel about that? How do you feel about the first true road trip where you have a travel day, you're flying, et cetera?
Yeah, traveling is one of my favorite parts about season, especially with our team. It's just, you know, you get to bond a little more memories created, and it's fun to experience your competitive environment outside of what you're used to, because that's what mimics postseason, and that's when the scores and the placement matters is when we get towards the end. So it's kind of cool to see kickoff at Washington. It's always a great environment there. We love competing out there. Seattle's a fun city to tour around with the team, but to just keep improving upon the performances that we've put out week to week, and I'm excited to get out on the road with the girls.